Now, let's go to an old winery at Clos Forte in southeast of Bordeaux. The patriarch of the vineyard, Paul de Marcier, is thinking about succession. He's played by Niels Aristrup, the florid-faced, white-haired mafia boss we saw in Jacques Audiard's La Prophète. But Paul has no faith in his own son, Martin. He's played by Laurent Deutsch, and his father bullies Martin mercilessly.
Tu m'étouffes, tu m'asphyxies, tu mens, tu me méprises, tu m'humilies, tu passes ton temps à m'attendre au tournant, mais c'est pas ça un père! C'est le contraire d'un père!
You stifle me, you suffocate me, you despise me, you lie to me, you humiliate me, you set traps for me. You're the opposite of a father. You Will Be My Son is powerful drama. Anyone who's been involved in the winding up of a farm, a rural estate, knows how strong are the passions attached to the land and who will inherit it. Double or treble the stakes when succession on an established winery is the issue. It's not just a question of tradition, family and power, but money and prestige. The label must not be diminished. Filmmaker Gilles Legrand, with a career which spans children's films and producing the hit period comedy Ridicule, decided to research his next film by combining the two things he loved most, and one of them was wine. So he spent a gorgeous year travelling the wine country of Burgundy and Bordeaux, quaffing and talking. But Legrand tells me the initial spark for this film actually came from Sean Penn's Into the Wild. It's a moment when the hero, played by Emile Hirsch, is on his way to the Alaskan wilderness but stops to work with an old man who befriends him. And indeed, the old man offers to adopt him. The look that Hirsch gives him and the look Hirsch receives says it all. Niels Aristrup's Paul, owner of this estate, is a hard man. He's much more bonded with his land than with his family. Indeed, his best communication is with his estate foreman, Francois, played by Patrick Chenet. Together they walk the vineyard, fret and plan each vendange. When Paul's son Martin, confined to the office and a role as a bookkeeper, makes suggestions, Paul brushes them aside, and he overrides the protests of his daughter-in-law, who says, "Don't you have any kindness? Wine has no pity," he tells her. Paul is not a nice man. Then his foreman, Patrick, becomes ill and doesn't tell his master, but his own son, Philip, returns from California to see his dad and almost immediately is being wooed by the patron. I think we sometimes have this vision of the vineyards of southern Europe as romantic places made for long summer days and gentle quaffing wine outside the old farmhouses. This film will disabuse you of those ideas. The work is hard. We see enough of the rhythms of the production year-round to understand some of how hard it can be and what rests on each year's vintage. The true strength of this film, though, is as drama. It unfolds like a Greek tragedy, fueled by extremely good performances. At its core, ideas of betrayal, not only conflict between father and son, but between master and servant as well. How much, really, can anyone, even the most powerful ruler of his own small kingdom, command after his death? Morally, should he? It's gripping stuff, like they say. Full-bodied with a long finish. Highly recommended. You Will Be My Son is rated M.